Samuel Pesiv says, Notel Yodo Achas, the Shiv Shifa Beroishim. He washed one hand and he wiped it on his hair. Oy Bekoisel on a wall. Viachaka Chosav Noga Beoison Mayim Shabom Yodo Al Roishoy Balakoisel. And then afterwards he touched the water that is now on his hair or is on the wall. Now he was Matam himself. Shoisav Mayim Tameim Chosav Timisayad Shanogavim. The metame, the hand, the water that was on his hair on the wall will be metame the hand. As we learned before, the mayim tameim on one's hand, from the first time you pour the water on, it could become tahor only if you pour water on those waters. But if you touch other waters, or the water goes to another place and comes back, it's metame the hand and there's nothing to do. Ella afagav the cholkava the leshivshiv metarin leshivshuf hashda the chaz of noga gora. If he would not have touched those waters, then Anachanami could have wiped off these waters from his hand. But now that he had his hands come in contact with the tummy water, which is outside of his hands, it's on the wall or on his hair, that's metame everything. Like we mentioned before, if you pour a revius on each hand, then you don't have all these problems. By the way, it says over here that if you rub on your hair, it's not metame your hands, does not require a new until you die. Now it says in other places that if you scratch your scalp, that in itself requires you a new until you die. So we have to be mechalik. Over there it's talking about a case where he's scratching himself, his scalp is sweaty over there. If he just wipes on the top of his hair, that's alright. This is what the Mishnah Berurah is mechalik.